Good day. This is Devotion Time, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Your host, Canon S. Sebastian Campbell, Director of St. Gregory the Great, Carmichael Road, New Providence, by way of St. Andrew in Arterstown in Cat Island. Today the church celebrates St. Benedict of Nursia, and we offer our prayers and thanksgiving for those within our diocese celebrating the anniversaries today: Marie Roach Hepburn, St. Jude's, Grand Bahama, Father Oswald Pinder, Rector of St. Mary Magdalene, Grand Bahama, and Chaplain of Bishop Michael Ellen High School. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, Shepherd of your people, we thank you for your servant Benedict, who was faithful in the care and nurture of your flock, and we pray that following his example and the teaching of his holy life, we may by your grace grow into the stature of the fullness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reading comes from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 27, to the end. Those who do not carry their own cross and come after me cannot be my disciples. If one of you is planning to build a tower, you sit down first and figure out what it will cost, to see if you have enough money to finish the job. If you don't, you will not be able to finish the tower after laying the foundation. And all who see what happened will make fun of you. You began to build but can't finish the job, they will say. If a king goes out with 10,000 men to fight another king who comes against him with 20,000 men, he will sit down first and decide if he is strong enough to face that other king. If he isn't, he will send messengers to meet the other king to ask for terms of peace while he's still a long way off. In the same way, concluded Jesus, none of you can be my disciples unless you give up everything you have. My brothers and sisters, we continue in the trend of the national celebrations of the 50th anniversary of independence of the Bahamas. As we give God thanks for these 50 years as a free and sovereign country. 50 years is not a long time when considering the birth of a nation, and is by no means comparable to countries like the United States and Canada, currently celebrating 247 years and 156 years, respectively, as a nation. The Bahamas is a young nation, even comparable with regional countries such as Barbados, Trinidad, and Jamaica, and Guyana. Our country is known too long for dragging behind even less developed countries in cultural advancement because of our conservative nature. We need to pray the Lord to guide our feet, and not only guide our feet, but to speed up our feet and to trust Him as we venture boldly into the unknown. On the 10th of July 1973 culminates a long march to nationhood that we can mark for the 1st of August 1834, or probably even before that, with the emancipation of slavery. Many obstacles had to be overcome, many battles fought, and many victories won, for us to realize the single most determining and important event in the making of a nation, i.e. independence. All repertoire of events include, yes, emancipation, the apprentice system, the formation of all political parties, the Progressive Liberal Party, the general strike, the women's suffrage movement, Black Tuesday, majority rule, yes, and indeed many more. But this truly was a march to freedom. Independence is a culmination of many steps, and yes, a challenge for many, many more steps to come. Many of us realize that from majority rule in 1967, the way was clearly paved for independence. The fight was clear and obstacles became more evident. Fear was being instilled through a well-organized and funded campaign whose slogan seemed to have been independence, but not now. That represented the opposition against independence. And it is only right and honest to say it was not unanimous. Many vehemence opposed it. But in spite of every obstacle, July 10, 1973, became the birthday of our Bahamas, a new day, a turning point for all people at all times. Our heroes and heroines must never be forgotten. That is the Moses generation, led by the father of the nation, Lyndon Oscar Pinden. Their names must be etched in the rock of history, and their deeds of valor written and repeated again and again and again throughout all generations. And indeed, as the book of Deuteronomy rightly says, parents are to teach their children right on their foreheads, tied around their heads. Indeed, the hand of God at work must always be celebrated. This is indeed our country. We must never allow our pettiness to overcloud all that is meant for good in advancing God's kingdom in and throughout this or Bahama land. Yes, the Prime Minister at Independence on the evening of the night of July 2023 rightly refers to two poles, the Moses generation and the Joshua generation. That Moses generation, represented by figures such as Lyndon Oscar Pinden, Cecil Wallace Whitfield, Milo Butler, Clarence Bain, Doris Johnson, who was just named a national hero, thank God at last. That generation was far from perfect, but that generation is that Moses generation, remembering Moses from the Bible, is far from perfect. Moses was a man who did some strange things. He was a fugitive from justice. In fact, he was a murderer. Moses was a man who even talked to the rock, cursed the rock, was a strange guy. All in every generation, we produce some strange people. But indeed, in order for us to press forward, we must learn from this strangeness. Martin Luther King is from that Moses generation. And he's always accused of infidelities, but nevertheless, that is the generation. Yes, and indeed, we have a Mandela from that generation. Mandela had to eventually divorce Winnie Mandela and move on with his life. Real people that we are dealing with in that Moses generation. They did all they could do. And in spite of their human frailty, they pressed onward because they heard the voice of God calling out to them for their leadership, that gift, that quality which God imposed upon them in spite of their human challenges and their human weaknesses. Yes, Mr. Prime Minister Davis, the baton has been passed now from the Moses generation to us in this Joshua generation. We have to know that a new day has dawned. We have to plan our own food. We have to secure our own houses. The day Joshua crossed the river, manna stopped. Now, if you don't wake, you'll become a slave again. Moses is dead. The freebies are over. And we are challenged to do something. to do everything. We have a position so often of complainers and persons expecting things to fall into their lap. We expect the government to be the Santa Claus of everyone in every generation. No, the call of the Joshua generation is that you have to work. Moses, yes, they provided manna in the wilderness. Now you must go and sow your own seed. You must go and plant your own corn. You must go and build and sail your own boats and do your own catch. Yes, when talking natural development, we must forget our divisions among us. We must forget political parties, PLP, FNM, DNAs, or whatever they are. We just need people of goodwill. Yes, and primary in all this, in this Joshua generation, education is the key. And education remains the key even in the Moses generation. At the emancipation of slavery, education was the key, as slaves had to learn how to read, write, read the Bible, etc., in order to claim life for themselves. What about us in this Joshua generation? Education must be primary as we continue to educate for the times in which we live, that we might claim this land and know that this land is my land, this land is your land, and we must work in order to keep it, or we will lose it and become slaves once again. In our national anthem, we sing, pressing onward, march together to a common, loftier goal. This is a call to reflection, and many obstacles will hinder the pursuit of this Joshua generation. We have made mistakes over these 50 years, and many of our youngsters, especially teenagers, have gone on the fringes of drug addiction, trading in narcotics and alcoholism, and alcoholism, continues unabated. Gang violence prevails in many quarters. Lesbianism and homosexuality, we try to dress up in the cloaks of righteousness. Prostitution among males and females should be an escalating concern. Do we need to go on to talk about the majority of our today's children having no fathers and the broken homes that litter our landscape? This, however, is a challenge of this Joshua generation as we press onward. Yes, dishonesty is the heart of so many in this generation. Now we have to repent and turn to God in this generation. The road we have trod then will lead to our God. It comes, yes, through repentance and being fully mindful that we will fall, we will slip, but we can get up and press on this road that leads unto our God. We shall not be destroyed if we keep turning to God, and God is indeed a good God. 2, it calls for us to challenge self-righteousness. We must be creating institutions that allow for redemption, to give our Bahamian people and people everywhere another chance to get it right. I applaud late Minister Bernard J. Norridge, who created a program called Program Shaw. It's an example I'm using. And this institution allows us to save our boys on the fringes who get thrown out of our schools because of some infraction. Yes, rather than expel or kick out boys from schools for infractions, they are sent to Shaw for redemption, which culminates in their return to regular school. So it's peace for our girls whose main infraction is pregnancy. And too many private schools kick out our girls to the curb. In this Joshua generation, we need to be a generation of redemption, a second chance, a third chance. Our correctional center wants the prison. Pray it achieves its objectives as a correctional center, that lives may be redeemed in this place. as we press on, let us evolve a new mindset of redemption, that we might put love on the ground and find real and practical ways to be Christ-like. Christ, who never condemned, but gave another chance. Pray for more love in all of us, in our Bahama land and every other land. Our social and spiritual and civic forces must unite to activate and build vehicles of redemption as we march over and beyond 50 years to 100 years. In us, may God be glorified as we press onwards. Shall we pray? In your hands, we commend ourselves this day. Let your presence be with us to its close. Strengthen us to remember that in whatever good work we do, we are serving you. Give us the diligent and watchful spirit, that we may seek it everything to know your will, and know that we may gladly perform it, the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, that of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you, this day henceforth and forevermore. Amen. Press on. If possible, please share this devotion with some family or some friend.